and author of Writing to Make a Difference, 25 Powerful Techniques to Boost Your Community Impact. Welcome to Writing Wednesdays, your opportunity to get essential writing tips and advice on a wide range of documents that you are asked to write. By working together as a virtual community, we will help each other improve our pieces and better engage our readers. On Writing Wednesdays, we always discuss several tips on the selected topic, and then we go no later than 45 minutes past the hour. Today's topic is tips to speed up your writing. Let's jump right in. As you know, writing is a craft like any other. You need to take the time to develop your skills and hone your work into masterpieces. Today I'm going to share some techniques that can help you speed up your writing, even if you have to occasionally deal with writer's block. And that happens to all of us. These ideas that I'm sharing today come from my book, Writing to Make a Difference. If you try enough of these techniques, you'll eventually hit upon a few that work especially well for you. Trust that in time, you will find which methods work best for you with your personality and work style. Tip number one is to fight off the urge to procrastinate. As soon as you get a writing assignment, go ahead and start keeping track of your ideas about it. Try brainstorming a list of whatever comes to mind when you think about your topic. Those ideas can be specific things you want to include, or more general thoughts about the topic. If you're a picture person, and that would not be me because I cannot draw, but if you are a picture person, include some drawings to represent your ideas. Give yourself permission to think without limits. You might even want to set up your mobile phone or tablet to allow you to take notes on the go. I actually use an old-fashioned notebook in my bag because it can also do the trick. If you've been entertaining thoughts about your piece for a while, when you sit down to finally commit words to paper, you will have some starter material and that will help you get moving more quickly. Tip number two is to start keeping what we call a swipe file. A swipe file is a handy file of language that others have used successfully. Whenever you need a little inspiration or perspective, your swipe file can give you a nudge in the right direction. As you run across catchy, funny, or otherwise compelling word uses, phrases, or documents, add them to your collection. Keep an eye on articles in your field, direct mail you receive, and attention-grabbing billboards and ads that you encounter either offline or online. The idea is not to copy others' work. Instead, notice what others are doing and put your own spin on that, making use of their approaches but not their actual material. Savor them, mull over them, and let them inform your own work. Tip number three is to figure out your writing rhythm. Ask yourself, what time of day are you at your peak? Are you a morning person or a night owl? Do you get the most done before breakfast or lunch, right after dinner, or when all is quiet after the lights go out? Armed with that information about your internal clock, make sure your writing time comes during those hours of maximum efficiency. Tip number four, prepare your writing area. Clear your workspace so that it's comfortable, inviting, and not mixed up with all of the other work and personal things that you have going on. Ask yourself, do you like background music or TV, or maybe you like quiet? Do you prefer natural, subdued, or super bright light? Do you like writing while standing? Do whatever it takes to make your writing space your own. And by the way, your writing space does not actually have to be just one place. With laptops and wireless internet access, you can try out different locations to give yourself some variety and test the impact of new surroundings on your writing. Cafes, libraries, parks, and gardens are some of my favorite writing areas. A friend of mine claims that she is most productive in a hot tub. Tip number 5. Recycle your material. You should almost never have to start a document from scratch. Gather every precious nugget you can find on your topic from other pieces that you have written or maybe pieces that your colleagues have written. Include any notes that you have taken from day one. Your word processor's cut and paste and find functions were born to do this. You might even develop a practice of indexing the contents of all major documents you write so you can later borrow from them. You can also use templates, that is, lay the groundwork for a certain type of piece that you're likely to write again and again. You can also refashion your pieces into other formats. For example, a blog post you wrote may become a presentation, or vice versa. A segment of a grant proposal might soon become a newsletter article, and on and on. Now, I have to add a cautionary note about this. Cutting and pasting can lead to laziness. Don't forget that you always need to iron out any lumps or awkward disconnects. Tweak your transitions and watch for new flow and redundancy issues that come up. Particularly watch those numbers, dates, names, and places that actually may be outdated if you're recycling your material. Also, templates tend to get old and stale. Remember to go through them and try to freshen up the language and update the examples or facts that you're mentioning. Tip number 6, pick the low-hanging fruit first. Whatever bits of your document will flow the freest from your pen or your keyboard, those should be the first parts you draft. Don't worry about where they'll end up in the finished piece. Writing the easy parts first will get you going and convince you that yes, you can make a dent in the document. Soon you will only have the hardest parts of your piece left to polish. So much of it will be done, in fact, that you will not want to keep your readers waiting to benefit from what you have to say. Tip number 7. Don't let a momentary feeling of being stuck slow you down. What if you're proceeding along your merry way and you encounter a bump in the road that keeps tripping you up? Just make a note to yourself to return later to that missing word, unknown specific data, or problem paragraph. I do this by just inserting a blank space, or by holding the spot by filling it with a bogus word or a series of options. I then highlight the area for later massaging. You can also write something like, "Fix this," if you write something that isn't quite right. You want to avoid losing any creative ideas that may just need a bit of fleshing out. When you go back to that trouble spot, you will at least have something to work with. It's truly amazing how, after a little break, you return and you solve the problem right away. This approach is especially effective if you're on a roll somewhere else in your piece, because the feeling of words flowing can carry over to the previously problematic sentence. Tip number 8, try talking it out. Your writing should sound as conversational as possible. And if you have a gift for sounding good in person, you're already halfway there. My clients often know exactly how to say something orally, but their knowledge gets lost in the translation somehow in the writing process. I ask them to just try telling me what they want to say, and we jot down their exact words. Pretend you're chatting with a friend or actually talk to a colleague and take notes or record the conversation. Then go back with the eye of an editor and pull out the juiciest and most important pieces of information, whatever word images you might have used, stories you might have told, or other stylistic turns. Then you can build on those in your piece. Tip number 9, take breaks. Don't waste time trying to come up with brilliant ideas if they're just not flowing. Get a healthy snack or go out for some exercise. Play with a stress ball. You might also want to try some deep breathing or meditation. Take a brief nap. I know that works for me sometimes. Or sleep on it and return the next day. Take a moment right before you drift off to think about your topic. You'll be amazed at the things you can fix after your subconscious mind has had time to undergo the creative process. You'll be fresher when you awake and may even have a new perspective or insight. You might even feel like you're ready for a lengthy break from your work. Perhaps a week or more. If you have that luxury, this might be the right moment to ask for some feedback from your colleague. Let's look at what that feedback might look like with tip number 10, get your coworkers involved. Sometimes the most time-consuming part of writing is gathering all the information you need. You know, people are more likely to respond well if you ask them specific questions. Take a first crack at your document and leave blank lines for your colleagues to fill in. You might even want to use colored text or highlighting to make those sentences easier to spot. For instance, you may want to list keywords and ask them for more details. Maybe you can provide subheadings and they can use that as a structure for their thoughts. You can also ask for guidance about what copy they want to prioritize if you're not really sure. Let me just give you an example of that. On a case statement that I was writing for a client, I was working on a section about their organizational history. I wrote about how they had started and what they were up to now. I also had a long list of their accomplishments over their past several years of work, but I didn't know what they considered the most significant highlight, so I needed some direction concerning where to go next with the piece, and I simply asked them that specific question. If you need some editing feedback on your work, I would recommend asking specific questions that will help you revise. I actually did a Writing Wednesday session on editing, and that is available in the Writing Wednesdays archive. Tip number 11 is to meet up with a writing buddy. Writing can be a lonely business sometimes, but it doesn't really have to be that way. It's much more fun and often more productive to be accountable to someone else who is also a writer. Meet with laptops or notebooks in hand to write together and bat around a few ideas. Read each other a few particularly exciting or troublesome passages and swap suggestions. If you're the competitive type, see who can write more in a single meeting. If you have different schedules or if you prefer to be alone when you write, you can instead opt to meet regularly to discuss your projects. If you're not geographically close, email and phone calls can also work. And finally, tip number 12, keep the writing ball rolling. Preparing anew each time you sit down to write can be tiring and time-consuming. So don't start cold. Finish each writing session by leaving yourself notes about where to pick up next time and what you want to cover or edit in your next session. Then, when you return, you'll hit the ground running, or at least reduce your warm-up time. When I sit down for a writing session, I often like to reread what I wrote the previous time. It gets me in the right mindset and flow. Sometimes I can even edit a bit of what I wrote before. Then I'm ready to continue on my writing journey. I hope these tips have provided some food for thought for you as you go forward trying to speed up your writing. This recording is available on writingtomakeadifference.com in the section called Writing Wednesdays Archive. There you can also access all Writing Wednesdays recordings since January 2013. If you haven't already signed up to the Writing Wednesdays mailing list, please do so on the form right there on the right side. Meanwhile, please let me know what you would like to discuss on future Writing Wednesdays. Just look on the right-hand column of the website for the three-question survey. Thanks again, everyone, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon. Happy writing!